Everybody thanks God for the light.
Amen.
You know, you can turn all the lights off here in this building. Put black plastic all over the windows. You wouldn't be able to see the hand in front of your face. Mary and I, we went to Carter Caves there in Kentucky years ago. Go way down through there and get to stay on the path where the cable's at. That guy said, have you ever really known what real darkness is? Everybody was there, probably 20 or 30 in the group. Do you know what real darkness is?
Come on now.
Everybody just looked at him. He said, I'm going to flip the lights off right here. And he said, you'll feel the darkness. He flipped the lights off on Carter Caves, and we were several hundred feet down below the surface of the ground. You did not know where you were at. You could put your hand. He said, everybody put your hand in front of your face. He said, can you see it? No. Can you feel the darkness? Everybody said, yeah, you can feel it. It's a cold darkness. You know, that's the picture of the sinner, the backslider that's away from God.
Yeah, man.
There's no light.
That's right, brothers.
They're walking in darkness. They stumble, not knowing what they stumble. Their ways are slippery ways in the darkness. They go down because they can't see. Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
Amen.
And he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have a light on light. Raise your little hand and praise him. I'm following the light of the world. My path is lit up. Praise the Lord forever. Thinking of Proverbs this morning, the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more as you near the end. More and more until the perfect day. We're living right in the closing moments of time.
Here we are. Right?
And our light ought to be getting brighter.
Amen.
And brighter and brighter. We're just about home.
Amen.
Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. He's going to split the clouds of glory and come down. How many's got the light? How many knows the light this morning? The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more until the perfect day. There's coming a perfect day. There's coming a beautiful day that we'll be with Jesus.
Right.
It ain't no time to get dull now. It ain't no time to let our light go out now.
Right.
Hallelujah. Lord, let it burn brighter than it's ever, ever burned, Lord, in my life. Hallelujah to God.
Yes, Lord. Have your way.
Lord.
Glory to God.
Lord, help me this morning. I want to teach on your holy Bible, God's Word, the good book. The holy Bible, God's Word, the good book. Praise the Lord forever. And I gave you that scripture a while ago where Jesus said unto them, John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Can I ask you this morning, what does your Bible really, really mean to you? Do you cherish it? Do you love it? Do you hold it dear to your heart? Do you read it every day?
God.
Do you add prayer to that word, to God's word?
Thank you, Lord.
We're made strong by the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
It's the word of truth, unfailing in its promise. How many knows that? God never fails.
Right.
He can never tell you a lie. He always tells you the truth. He stands upon what he tells you. Unfailing and full of promise. You're saved and you're here this morning because you've been begotten by the word of truth.
Amen.
A holy royal seed is the word of God. You've been begotten by that royal seed that entered into your heart and gave you faith to call upon God.
That's right.
We're led by that word and we're kept by it. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
Yes.
In a dark world.
Oh,
how many wants to hold on to that word? Hallelujah. Thank God it is a sure anchor in life's ocean.
Sure.
Your Bible is. This is your compass on the restless sea of life.
That's right.
It is the joy and the rejoicing of your heart. It is, when you get it in your heart, it's the fire that's shut up in your bones. This still motivates. It still stirs, and it brings hope, and it creates a desire. It's an excellent encourager when you're down and out. It'll lift you up when you're down. It'll hold you secure. It'll hold you steadfast. This is the living word. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you are spirit and life. The flesh profiteth nothing. But God breathed the breath of life upon his word and gave it to us. And there's life in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
I want to take you now, listen close. Back in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Notice close. The earth was without form and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the waters, hovered. That word moved in Hebrew, I'll teach us this morning. The Spirit of God hovered over the waters. A picture of an eagle as she would hover and brood over her eggs to bring forth new life.
Yes.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Did you know that God compares natural darkness to spiritual darkness?
That's right.
Oh, God. But the spiritual darkness is far worse.
Bless him, Lord.
Far worse.
Yes.
Oh, God. Notice what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4 and 3. Paul said, if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world, Satan, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. There's light in this gospel. There is a life that'll guide you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It'll keep you from pitfalls. It'll keep you from being dashed in pieces against the rocks in the sea of life. There's life right here. L-I-F-E. Enlighten our eyes, Lord, and let us see it.
Amen.
Here it is. Now, God don't like darkness. Would you say, well, how come we got nighttime? Well, God created day and night. He created night for all of nature to rest. The trees rest, the flowers, the grass rests. Mankind in the nighttime, your brain secretes that, what is that, melatonin? It always released somewhere between 12 midnight and 2 o'clock in the morning. It was meant for you really to sleep in the nighttime.
Yeah.
Your God created you. He wired you that way. The melatonin will release between 12 and 2 in the morning. Your best sleeping time is around 3 until about 6 o'clock in the morning. Your sound sleep. So God created the darkness and the night and the season as the earth rotates. It's darkness on the other end of the globe. The people are supposed to rest over there. All the vegetation, the earth, the animals, nature, everything rests. Daytime rolls around, a time for labor. Oh, God. So God says, I'm going to divide the light from the darkness. And God, as he hovered over the waters, listen, he said, let there be light. And there was light. Everything
was light.
Lit completely up.
That's right.
Aren't you glad? I'm going somewhere. Hang on just a minute. I want to teach us this morning. Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
Here it is, verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That God in the beginning that said, let there be light in a world that was filled with water and blackness and darkness of night. He shined down in our heart. He said, let there be light in the soul. Do you want to see the face of Jesus this morning? How many wants to see the face of Jesus? Right. Open your Bible and read God's living word. Hallelujah. Is the way dark where you're at? Do you need the light to shine and lighten your path? Pick up the good book. Open the lid and turn the light on. Hallelujah to God. He'll lighten your life up. Glory to God. He'll show you where you're at, where you stand.
Thank you, Lord.
I got carried away writing this, so I get them right moods.
If you're a sinner, and some may be out there backslid watching Marco Polo, a sinner. If you're a sinner and a backslider on God, you're a wandering in the spiritual darkness of night.
Right.
Yes.
What's heavy? You're wandering. You're wandering in darkness of night. You're just like this big earth in the beginning. Inside of your heart, you're void.
That's right. Amen.
You're empty.
Bless
you. Your life is meaningless. Oh, sinner man and woman, boy and girl. This is the picture of you. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Before God ever came along and spoke his word, the earth was ugly. Ugly. There was no flowers. No birds singing. No greenery. No green grass, green trees. No life. Nothing beautiful. There was nothing good. It was a darkness that could be felt. I want to ask you, how dark can it get without light? When the light goes out, oh, the void, it's filled with the darkness. Oh, God, raise your hand and help us, Lord, this morning, Lord. If the light ever goes out, if the light of the gospel ever goes out in your heart, if the love of the word of God ever goes out in your heart, darkness will fill the void. A darkness that can be felt. It'll fill your soul. Your life will be meaningless without the gospel and without the word of God inside of you.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Our hearts heavy this morning. Oh, how hopeless and scary that it can be, both in the physical, but most of all in the spiritual.
Yes.
Darkness. Did you know that there's a lot of people scared to death to be in the darkness alone? Oh, God. One little girl, her mommy and daddy was trying to break her for sleeping with them. She was getting at that age, you know, that they need to put her in her own room. And they began to tell her, said, honey, now you've got to go to your own room. We know that you want to be right here with us, but you're getting old enough now to sleep in your own room.
Yeah.
Daddy carried that little girl in there and laid her in the bed and tucked her in, kissed her on the forehead and embraced her, said, honey, said, everything's going to be all right now. Said, Daddy's going to turn the light off and said, if you need us, you can holler and we'll come across the hall. We'll come in there to you. And she, hallelujah, he went back to sleep, and the little girl, right about an hour later, she cried out, said, oh, Daddy, Daddy, are you there? And that daddy said, yes, honey, I'm right here. Said, are you all right, Daddy? I miss you. He said, "That's all right." She said, "Daddy, is your face looking toward me?" Hallelujah. That daddy said to that little girl, "Yes." He said, I'm on my side and my face is turned toward you. I'm a looking toward you." And that was enough for that little girl to go to sleep. She knew that her face of her daddy was a looking toward her. I want you to know, in the face of Jesus Christ, we don't have to fear. We don't have to fear the darkness. There's a darkness and a spiritual darkness all around us. But as long as the light is a shining, Jesus lives in the heart, we don't have to fear.
Amen.
Glory.
Oh, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Hallelujah. Cause thy face to shine upon us, oh God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise
you,
Lord.
Oh, Jesus. How hopeless and scary can it be? I want you to picture yourself right now for a moment that you were here at that time in the beginning, when the whole world was full of water with no light. Come on, go back. There was no ground, no sure ground. There was no land and no hills. All was gross darkness that could be felt, a cold gloominess. You would have no sense of direction in that darkness. You wouldn't know where you were because you just can't see. Imagine you were in these dark waters paddling a boat all by yourself. There was no sound. You wouldn't need a compass, for there would be no east, west, north, or south. No land to go to. In the eerie darkness, there would be no goal. You would have no goal. There would be no aim. Your life would be aimless. Nowhere really to go, for there's no shore to travel to. No shore to travel to. Oh, sinner. Oh, my sinner. You're lost without God on a restless sea in the dark. Your life is meaningless. You need Jesus. You need the light of the world.
Amen.
Just picture no moon, no stars to guide you, no sun's rays overhead, no light to shine on you to show you the way. You would have no sense of up or down. Just pitch blackness, and here you are, totally lost. Nothing to gain, nothing to hope for. The darkness has blinded you. The word empty could never ever describe your feeling. No form, no beauty, no music, no singing, no rejoicing, no happiness, no life, no reason to live. You would be totally lost in the blackness of night. This is a picture of a person that don't have God in their heart. If you're not saved and you don't know Jesus, you're in that darkness of ugliness and void and meaninglessness. Hey, God,
have your way, Lord.
Evil things happen in the night.
Yeah,
all the creatures come out of the night. Come on now. Oh, Satan does his greatest work when it gets dark. Oh, yes, he does. Crimes are an all-time high up and down our streets and our alleys in the cities. Hey, Lord, right in the middle of the night is when evil pounds in the natural. But I'm telling you, it's an unsafe time. When it goes dark in your soul, it'll be worse than any street in New York City. If you're lost or without God and the light is not shining anymore, dangers lurk all around you. When it gets dark and there's no light to guide you, what was it David of old said? He He said, "We're Lord." He said, "Thy word is unto me the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Hallelujah. The entrance of thy word giveth me light. Well, raise your little hand and praise him. I tell you, you can know where you're headed to, and you can know where you're going when the light is a shining. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Put the light in me, Lord. Light it up in my soul. And let my feet be secure. Help me, Lord. Help me in the path of life.
Yeah, bless you, Lord. Praise God.
For thy commandment is light.
Light.
Woo! I tell you what. I didn't know how I'd go with all this. I got all kind of notes up here.
Bless you.
Praise the Lord. Right here is your guide.
That's right.
Woo! This here, right here is life. It's the bread of heaven. Glory to God. Well, glory. Hallelujah. When you open up the lids of this Bible, you're turning a light on. That gee, how many needs an answer from God? Have you got any questions? Have you got any doubts? Have you got any worries and concerns? Open up the lids of this Bible and get in the Word of God. It is a mirror, and the glory of God shines bright in the mirror of God's Word. I said the Lord will light up your life, every area of your body, your mind, and your soul. Raise your little hand and praise him. I got the light of life. Jesus lives in my heart. I'm glad a long time ago, Brother George, that I opened up a Bible and Jesus walked out of the pages, the Son of God, the Son of Man. He walked out, and they that sat in darkness have seen a great light. In Galilee, there's a light, hallelujah, that is risen up. You don't have to live and walk in darkness anymore. Jesus is a light. Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
God. Thank
you,
Jesus.
Amen.
You got it. Hold on to it.
Hold on to it.
Increase it.
Yes.
Increase it. Pray more. It'll get brighter. Read it more. Brother Jamie, it'll get stronger. It'll get sweeter. Woo! What was it, Jeremiah of old? He said, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. It was like fire shut up in my bones." I tell you, you light a fire, light comes off of the fire. Well, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
God, get your way, Lord.
Yeah.
Do you really, 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 really know what's in here?
Bless him, Lord.
Does it thrill you?
Amen.
Mary and I, we have a dedicated time every day, and sometimes two or three times we get right in here and read it. We'll share it. We pray over what we read. Man alive, it's keeping me.
That's right.
Ooh, it's giving me strength. When the devil comes, his lies ain't as strong.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
Them old darts that he throws, them old fiery darts that he throws. I got the shield of faith.
That's right.
Woo! Hallelujah, take unto you the shield of faith, whereby you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It is your shield. It is your buckler. Hallelujah. Do you really realize this morning what you have in your hand when you pick it up? Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Lord.
That blessed book contains the mind of God. Your Bible contains the mind of God. The plan of salvation.
Yes.
It declares the doom of sinners. It reveals the hope of the righteous and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy. Its precepts are binding. Its histories are forever true. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, but my word shall not pass away. They are forever written and recorded in heaven. Its laws, its decisions are true, forever, and unchangeable. We must read it to be wise, believe it to be saved, obey it to be holy. When you hold it in your hand, you're holding a lighthouse in which the light will direct you. When you open the cover, you are opening a door into eternity past, and it looks into eternity future. Do you want to know what the future holds? Read the Bible. Woo! It describes a beautiful place called heaven. It allows you to escape the snares of sin and escape hellfire. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand this morning and praise Him. Ooh, inside of the blessed pages of your Bible, you will meet the good shepherd Jesus, and He'll guide you into green pastures. He'll lead you beside the still waters. You'll discover the hidden manna and the life-giving bread that'll sustain you and will strengthen you. I'm telling you, you can be strong. What was it, John of old? He said, I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Hallelujah to the Lord. What was it, Revelation 12 said? He said, woe unto the inhabitants of earth and of the sea, for Satan has come down to you with great wrath. The accuser of the brethren has come down unto you. He said that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And the original Greek reads, they overcame him by the word of God that was in their testimony. Give him a wave offering this morning. The devil cannot stand the word of God. He can't stand up to it.
Has he been a hound on you?
You're right.
Bless him.
The devil been a lion? He been a wool on you?
Bless him, Lord.
Honest, next three or four Sundays, you better buckle your seatbelt. God has given me some things.
Have your way,
Lord. God, we're going to go. We're going to get into the whole armor of God. We're going to learn. We're going to learn. God's going to give us wisdom and knowledge to be able how to fight the good fight of faith and how to serve God, how to overcome the devil.
Right. Yes.
I got some things, Brother Jason, I've been studying and writing. Oh, God.
Come on, Brother Tony.
Bless him, Lord.